Hi everyone, welcome to Life with Fibromyalgia. Today is October 10th, 2018. All right, so it's definitely been a long time. I'm glad to be back. I just had not had enough energy to podcast before, so I apologize for that. I know I look forward to podcasts that I'm subscribed to, so I know that feeling. All right, well, I guess I can talk about a little bit of what's been going on. I've been really depressed. I didn't really have the energy to podcast. I didn't have the energy to do anything. And so I've been out of work for about 2 months on FMLA, which is the Family Medical Leave of Absence, I think. I'm not too sure, but I think that's what it is. But I've been on FMLA for almost 2 months. And the reason why I've been on FMLA is because I joined the intensive outpatient program from the hospital when I was hospitalized. So the intensive outpatient program, IOP, is a program where you go to the hospital grounds and they have a separate location. It's right there where the hospital is, but it's just a separate area designated for the intensive outpatient program. And so people go there and do group therapy and psych education. So the way that it works, it's 3 times a week. And in 1 day, I think it starts at the hospital that I go to, it starts at 9:30 and ends at 12:45. So the first two groups are group therapy, and the last group is psych education. So you learn about depression, bipolar, and like all these other mental illnesses. But mostly you learn coping skills in that psych education class. So it's very beneficial because you do learn about a lot of coping skills and you learn about your own illness and just other people's illnesses that you don't have. And so you become aware of all these other illnesses that are around. So that's the interesting part. So I've been doing that. I've been going to the intensive outpatient program, but it finally came to an end. And that was 2 weeks ago. So I had to start work back up. I couldn't afford to be on FMLA anymore because I wouldn't get any money. I wouldn't have any income from anywhere. I had my savings. So I basically ran through all my savings. So I had to go back. I wasn't ready, but I was mentally preparing myself to go back. And I seemed to be okay the first 4 days that I was in. But then on that Friday, I just couldn't go to work. I was super tired. I couldn't get out of bed. I just wasn't feeling it. And so I called in. And then Monday comes around, which was a holiday. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, I just didn't feel like working. My depression, my energy was so low. So I called in to work those days. And right now it's Wednesday night and I'm contemplating calling in for tomorrow as well. I don't feel like being around anybody. And once I tried this on Tuesday, I went to work for an hour and I was there and my anxiety just went up like crazy. So I ended up just leaving work. I just was like, I can't do this. So I kind of want to go and just challenge myself so I can stay there. But at the same time, I know that my anxiety is going to go up. I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing yet, but most likely I will call in. I'll just stay home all day and I'll wait till my therapy session on Thursdays and work on my whole depression thoughts that I've been having. And unfortunately, these thoughts are not good. They're not suicidal or anything. I'm not suicidal, which is really good, because if I was, I think usually things are pretty much worse than what they are now. But a lot of thoughts of like, I'm tired of living, I'm tired of trying, I don't know how to help myself anymore type of thoughts have been going through my mind. And quite honestly, I really feel like I don't know how to help myself anymore. I feel like I've tried all different avenues of ways to help myself and educate myself, and ways to help myself in general. I feel like I've gone through everything, and I feel like it's just not working. I mean, I've seen improvement, but at this point, I feel like I'm just like in this circle where I'm okay, and then it's like, oh, back again. Oh, I'm okay, and then I'm not okay, and so it's this big old circle, and I'm getting really tired of it, and I just don't know what to do anymore. And that is something I want to discuss in my therapy session. I would like to explore more those thoughts and see what comes up in therapy. So, yeah, unfortunately, that has been going on. Let's see. The something that I thought about, I discuss, is how daylight savings time is coming up, and I think it's in November. I don't really remember, but I know it's coming up at some, like within a month or so, and that's depressing me. I mean, just thinking that it's going to be 5 o'clock and it's going to be dark already is not, I'm not looking forward to it. It's depressing to me. I feel like I need to go to bed early, and I feel like there's not enough time during the day. So that's pretty depressing for me. And so knowing that that time is coming around is not a good feeling. So I'm not looking forward to that. And I don't know about you guys, how you guys feel about that, but I know I sure don't like it. And I don't do well during those times. And quite honestly, I realized that from August to December, I just don't do well in general. And I just don't do well during the holidays. And it's not that there's something during the holidays that provokes these type of feelings. I just don't understand what it is, because I'm fine during Thanksgiving. I've kind of given up on having the perfect fantasy of a family or whatever. I gave that up already. I'm just like, it's like whatever now. And Christmas too, I just don't care about those things anymore. I just kind of enjoy what I have and just enjoy the moments that, you know, during the holidays in general. So I don't know. I guess I'm going into that funk again during the holidays, and it's starting now. And I just don't know. I'm probably repeating myself a lot right now, but I'm kind of going, I don't have a list of things that I wanted to talk about, but I'm just kind of going freestyle right now. But I hope you guys aren't suffering like this right now. And if you are, trust me, I understand how you feel. If you have the thoughts of like tired of living, tired of trying, tired of everything, I know how you feel. It sucks. I wish I knew how to take that away, and I wish I knew how to take that away from me. But as we all know, that's difficult to do. And so right now, I guess something that I can talk about is like coping skills, part of the coping skills that I learned. So what I did, I was feeling pretty crappy just a few minutes ago. And so I decided to turn on a candle that I bought. Actually, my boyfriend bought it. And it's a mahogany and vetiver. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right. But it's a pretty good smell. It smells really nice. So I turned that on. I got my nail polish and started doing my nails. So that was part of it's not coping skill, but more of a self-care type of thing. So I guess it is a coping skill where you're taking care of yourself. So I decided to do this to do some self-care and take care of myself a little bit and make myself look more presentable, or at least my hands more presentable at work, and not have them all, with the nail polish all scratched, because when I get anxious, I start scratching it off and all that. So, that's the update, guys. I'm sorry I don't have a lot to talk about. I will try and get a topic in mind, and I will talk about that later. I'll also keep you guys updated with my progress. I know some of you can relate to me, so maybe we can get through this together. All right, well, hope you guys are all okay, better than I am, hopefully. And if you're not, I'm with you, I understand, and we can do it. All right, so you can contact me at lifewfribro@gmail.com if you have any questions or would like to share any encouragement or anything like that. So that, once again, that's lifewfribro@gmail.com. All right, well, you guys take care, and I'll talk to you guys next time. Bye.